This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. For a lot of people, it's a great day because it's the third to last day of a year that hasn't been so great. It's been a particularly tough year for predictions. And actually, I think it's appropriate to go over some of the very worst predictions of 2020. Some you may remember, some you will be amused to discover right now. This collection was put together by Politico, and a good job for them. You can add to it, calling for your nominees for the worst prediction. I have one in which I participated. Along with a bunch of other people, I made a prediction that absolutely did not pan out, did not happen. I repeated the prediction again and again and again, and it didn't happen. So I will acknowledge where I went wrong. If you want to make your own nominations for worst predictions of 2020, you can give us a call at 1-800-955-1776. There's also a new analysis in the Wall Street Journal, and good for them, suggesting that a return to almost normal may be much closer than people think. We will get to that. That comes along with a call, passionate call, for armed insurrection. By whom? Against what? We will get to that. A slightly unhinged suggestion, at least it seems so to me. We'll also get to that on a busy time on the Michael Medved Show. Okay, first of all, on this question of the worst predictions of 2020, they say in Politico magazine, this year was impossible to predict, but that doesn't mean people didn't try. On the last day of 2019, President Donald J. Trump joined in on New Year's Eve celebrations at Mar-a-Lago, ringing in 2020 with what was, in retrospect, a terrible prediction about the year ahead. "We're going to have a great year, I predict it," the president told the assembled guests. "I think it's going to be a fantastic year." Over the past 12 months, a global pandemic has killed at least 1.65 million people, including more than 333,000 Americans. The economy cratered as people stayed home and commerce slowed. Schools were shuttered and classes held on Zoom, a video conferencing company relatively few had even heard of before March. Fire-choked air turned the sky orange on the West Coast. Saving the U.S. Postal Service became a political rallying cry. Remember that? Moments of collective pride, like the Olympics, were canceled. They also had a very miserably attenuated Major League Baseball season. Trump himself became just the third president in American history to face an impeachment trial in the Senate. And in November, he became just the fourth president in the past 100 years to lose re-election. With the benefit of hindsight, it was most certainly not a great year. In fairness, though, who the hell could have possibly accurately predicted everything we experienced in 2020? So here's a list of some of the worst predictions. And this is a prediction that was made by Scott Adams. He's the brilliant creator of Dilbert cartoons. He's also very pro-Trump. He's become a very pro-Trump political commentator. He predicted on March 12th, 2020, that Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and Donald Trump would all get COVID-19. and it would kill one of them before Election Day. Last I checked, they're all very much alive, despite their advanced age. One of the more unexpected character arcs of the Trump era is the emergence of Dilbert creator Scott Adams, a pro-Trump political commentator. He made a number of confident predictions over the past 4 years, but few were quite as grim as his March 12th tweet predicting that before November 3rd, Sanders, Biden, and Trump would all have COVID-19, and one of them would die from it. It's December, the election is over, and all three men are still alive. Though Trump did contract the virus before Election Day after hospitalization and VIP treatment, he quickly recovered, of course. Then there was this. This was predicted by Gianno Caldwell on July 5th, who said that Kanye West will destroy Joe Biden's chance by siphoning off black support.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Yeah, what's amazing to me is Gianno Caldwell, who's a Fox News political analyst and host of a conservative podcast, tweeted on July 5th, the day after Kanye announced his candidacy. Wasn't one of the most successful rollouts for an independent candidate. He tweeted, if Kanye West is serious about running for president, he will cripple the black vote against Joe Biden. He will most certainly ensure that at real Donald Trump will win, because without the black vote, Biden is toast. In the end, Yeezy received 68,000 votes for president, which is kind of amazing when you consider the seriousness of his campaign. Biden got 81 million votes, 7.2 million, I believe it is, more than Trump. Exit polls by Edison Research showed Biden winning the support of 87% of black voters. There's some other exit polls that are slightly higher than that. So that particular prediction didn't work out. They also list as one of the worst predictions of 2020, and certainly I think this counts for anybody, the prediction by Donald Trump at least 15 times. They list 15 times, March 6th, March 10th, March 12th, March 30th, and on through October 24th. Donald Trump said about coronavirus, it'll go away. March 6th, just stay calm, it'll go away. March 10th, 2 days later, it's going to go away. It will go away. You know it. You know it is going away, and it will go away, and we're going to have a great victory. He said that on March 30th. March 31st, it's going to go away, hopefully at the end of the month. And if not, hopefully it will be soon after that. It's going away. It's going, I didn't say a date, I said it's going away, and it's going away. April 7th, it did go away, it will go away. May 15th, it'll go away, at some point it'll go away. And most recently, on October 10th, it's going to disappear, it is disappearing. And October 24th, it is going away, it's rounding the turn, it's going away. It's the end of December, and though vaccines are starting to be distributed, there is no sign that the coronavirus is disappearing, despite the fervent wishes of the herd immunity crowd. Nationwide, the virus is in the middle of a third wave that dwarfs those earlier in the year. And then there was this prediction. Paul Begala, liberal, former Clinton aide, former Clinton campaign guru, he predicted something about Trump. He predicted a radical action by Trump that absolutely did not turn out. And Paul Begala predicted it again and again and again. What was it? We will get to that and more of the worst predictions of the year. 1-800-955-1776. Also, another prediction that I don't think is a bad one at all. I think it's solid. We'll get to that coming up on the MedMed Show. On the Medved Show, we like to call attention to numbers, statistics that are optimistic about our country. Well, here's one that's not so optimistic, but it's very, very real. There are now 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to aging, exercise, overexertion. Now, Relief Factor can help, particularly with the exercise-related pain or the general muscle aches and pains that many of us experience. I use Relief Factor myself, and I'm proud to do so because this is a great natural product with no medicines or drugs, no addictive qualities at all. Click on the banner at our website at michaelmedved.com for Relief Factor. Order that quick start. Get thanked by listeners for this all the time. I hope you become one of those thankful listeners too. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, with just 3 days left in 2020, that means 3 days left for you to make a worthy, wonderful, tax-deductible charitable contribution. And one great target for that kind of contribution would be Next Generation Ministries. Parents don't know where their next meal is coming from. We're talking about a ministry that works particularly in Uganda. And you can go ahead and click on the banner at michaelmedved.com for Next Generation Ministries, and you'll see some of their great work. A gift of $10 can feed a hungry child for a whole week. For $200, you feed a family of five people for a month, which is an amazing thing when you think about it. Take advantage of our tax system and tax deduction, and go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner at the conclusion of this year-end campaign for Next Generation Ministries. Okay, I was talking about Paul Begala, and he actually might even deserve a Golden Turkey Award for this one, because he was so insistent and so sure on a prediction that absolutely did not come true. We have that award to hand to...
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
Okay, I can say this with a certain amount of pride, because this is one that, with lots of other people predicting the opposite, I was right on this. I never, ever thought that Donald Trump was going to dump Mike Pence in favor of Nikki Haley or anybody else. But Paul Begala did. He said it time and time again. This is an unbelievable thing. On March 2nd, 2020, Paul Begala, a commentator all over TV, particularly on CNN, and former advisor to Bill Clinton, said, "This is not a prediction, it's a certainty. He's going to dump Mike Pence and put Nikki Haley on the ticket to try to get those suburban moms." And then he said on August 12th, "I keep telling you all this, Trump is going to dump Pence." Then he said on August 20th, "Today's the big day. Trump dumps Pence and replaces him with Nikki Haley." And then he said on August 24th, 4 days later, "It is going to happen this week, 100%. Trump is about to dump Pence for Nikki Haley." That was on August 25th. Then with a note of self-deprecation, after Pence formally accepted the VP nomination on August 26th, the next day, Begala said, "The only reason Trump didn't do the politically smart thing and replace Pence with Nikki Haley is because I smoked Trump out and backed him down." Yeah, good try. And then Richard Epstein, who's with the Hoover Institution, he's a top-flight constitutional scholar, but he doesn't know anything about epidemiology or medicine. And he said on March 16th, COVID-19 would kill roughly 500 Americans, tops. 500. And then a few days later, he said he looked at updates and his estimate of 500 was too low. He said the more accurate projection was 5,000 dead Americans at most over the course of the year. Actually, we're at over 330,000 right now, so that unfortunately didn't work out. And then Maxine Waters, she said that she was sure that if the Senate acquitted Trump at his impeachment trial, that Trump would invite Putin to his White House in 2020. Yeah, the Senate acquitted him with plenty of votes to spare. And no, Vladimir Putin was not invited to the White House. There was a prediction in Fortune magazine, December 2019. And Fortune magazine wrote that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi turns 80 in 2020. That's true. and she'll start grooming a replacement to secure her legacy. Our money is on campaign committee chairwoman Sherry Bustos, Democrat of Illinois. She hasn't groomed anybody. She's still there. She will probably hang on till she's 100 if she could. And as of this writing, Steny Hoyer and Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, number two and number three in the House, are in their 80s. Sherry Bustos is head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. Her term ended disastrously. Democrats lost 10 seats. She's not going anywhere. And it looks like the gerontocracy, the old gang that has been running the Democratic Party in the House, is going to stay there. Jesse Waters on Fox. Less than 3 months out from Election Day, on The Five, he said this. This is going to be a low turnout election. Democrats know it's going to be a low turnout deal. And they're just freaking out and making sure everybody gets their ballots in early. In fact, 2020 had the highest voter turnout in 120 years. More than two-thirds of eligible voters cast ballots. House Speaker Pelosi said the most pessimistic outcome possible for House Democrats in 2020 was we're going to pick up at least 10 GOP seats. Actually, how many GOP seats did they pick up? None. They lost 10 seats. Hugh Hewitt wrote in the Washington Post on March 4th, a former Vice President Joe Biden handily won the South Carolina Democratic primary, but it's not the win Biden needed. Super Tuesday is likely to put Sanders clearly back on top with many wins, including a thumping big blowout in California. In reality, South Carolina proved the decisive turning point in Biden's campaign. There's much more. When I come back, I'll make my big admission about the development that I predicted that didn't exactly happen. But was I as wrong as some others on this? Not quite. We'll get to that coming up.
Michael Medved.
That phrase may sound shrill or alarmist, but it's not.
It's the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Tuesday put off a vote on President Trump's call to boost COVID-19 relief checks and urged the Senate to override his veto of a defense bill. McConnell on Tuesday blocked Democrats' push to immediately bring the president's demand for a bigger $2,000 COVID relief check up for a vote, saying the chamber would begin a process to address the issue. The Senate is adjourned until 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday. President-elect Joe Biden is warning Americans the next few weeks will be the worst of the pandemic.
The next few weeks and months are going to be very tough, a very tough period for our nation, maybe the toughest during this entire pandemic.
Biden, speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, also asking Americans to mask up for the next 100 days. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In December 31st of 2019, Karl Rove, who is, I think, one of the best political minds in the country, made a bold prediction. I thought it was a bold prediction because it followed what I had been saying already at that point for several weeks, and it's something I continue to say and to believe, which is that for the first time since 1952, there will be a contested Democratic convention where there is no candidate who wins a first ballot majority, where there is wheeling and dealing and brokering going on. And Karl Rove said it on December 31st, 2019. He said, no Democrat arrives at the convention with a majority, he predicted in the Wall Street Journal. The nomination requires delegates switching sides after the initial first vote or second ballot, where superdelegates are permitted to participate. I thought that was a good bet, because there were so many Democratic candidates, none of them was particularly strong. They all seemed to have enough money to keep running and to keep winning delegates. But what happened is when it got down and it began to look like it was a choice between two elderly guys, one who was 78 and the other of whom was 79, yeah, and that's where we were. It was Bernie versus Joe Biden. Biden just decimated the opposition. The one thing that I will say is I speculated that, yes, they would have a brokered convention. But I did say, and you'll remember this, that I thought it was likely that Joe Biden would come out of that convention with a nomination because he was not profoundly offensive to any segment of that particular party. And Bernie Sanders, by the way, I think there's a one of the Politico honors Scott Walker for having predicted. And actually, I think that this is not an embarrassing mistake, and not certainly in the way some of these others are. There are people, by the way, who predicted that Joe Biden would never show up to debates with Trump. He did. There were people who predicted that Trump would never show up for debates with Biden. He did. But then Scott Walker, governor of Wisconsin, predicted on January 2nd, Bernie is going to be the Democratic nominee. That means the GOP will retake the House and 2020 will be a great year for Republicans. Okay, at least he gives credit for being one of the few people who saw that the Republicans were going to gain. And I think, by the way, he's right. If Bernie had been the nominee, the GOP would have won the presidency. It would have added to the margins of the Senate and it would have taken the House. I don't think that Americans really do prefer a government that is openly socialistic. And then there's this. By the end of April, there will be close to zero new coronavirus cases in the U.S. Who said that? Elon Musk on March 19th. Lots of predictions that said that Lindsey Graham was toast. He wasn't. He won by 10 points. Lots of people said Susan Collins was toast, senator from Maine. She won by 8 points. And then there's this, and we can conclude this bit of predictions that didn't work out on this note. Kayleigh McEnany, shortly after she took over as the White House press secretary, on February 25th said, "The president will always put Americans first. He will always protect American citizens. We will not see diseases like the coronavirus come here. We will not see terrorism come here." And isn't that refreshing when contesting it with the awful presidency of President Obama? Actually, coronavirus did come to the U.S. In fact, what we now know is that coronavirus had been there a month before Kayleigh McEnany's statement. And by the way, this is something that left and right are both wrong on. This wasn't under Trump's control. Is it possible that the response to coronavirus could have been better? Sure. Could it have been a whole lot worse? Sure. Does Trump deserve credit for actually developing the vaccine? That's another prediction that people made. No, it's not possible. Trump says he'll have a vaccine by the end of the year. Not even possible. That is a completely delusional. It's completely false. Well, it's completely true. And, I think it's okay to give the president a very strong I told you so on that one. And then there's this. This is a new prediction, which I think actually makes a lot of sense, from the Wall Street Journal. It says, as 2021 arrives, there is one question that matters most. How soon can we escape the COVID-19 pandemic? By some metrics, writes the Journal, things have never been worse. U.S. hospitalizations are at a record high. Public health experts continue to warn that things will get worse before they get better. With more than 19 million confirmed cases in the U.S., achieving herd immunity is a far ways off. After all, that figure accounts for just 6% of our population. And with daily new cases still reaching well into the hundreds of thousands, it seems unrealistic to hope for COVID-19 to vanish in the new year. Worse, public polling has suggested that some adults won't take a vaccine even if offered. However, the outlook for the year ahead is much brighter than these grim figures would suggest. Eradicating COVID-19 shouldn't be necessary to begin a gradual return to schools, restaurants, concert halls, sporting events, and arenas. While the challenge of vaccinating a large portion of the country is significant, it might not be as daunting as it first seems. There are roughly 330 million people in the U.S., but not everybody will need a vaccine right away. For starters, about 19 million people have a confirmed case. The true number of cases is likely much higher. Many patients with confirmed cases do not show symptoms. We've all known that. And some people who experience symptoms ought to seek medical attention. Children make up a large share of the U.S. population, and there's little evidence that schools are hotspots for spreading the virus. That suggests that vaccinating children shouldn't be a prerequisite for returning to normal. So far, the shots available in the U.S. are only authorized for patients 16 and older. About 2 million people in the U.S. have begun the vaccination process, according to CDC, and they say it will probably take most of 2021 to roll out the vaccine to a critical mass of adults. But giving priority elderly and at-risk patients should help speed up a return to normal. About 54 million people in the U.S. are 65 and older, according to the Census Bureau. If the vaccine reaches nursing homes and hospital workers quickly, a scenario where hospitalization and death rates plunge seems realistic, even if the virus is still spreading. Additionally, therapeutics such as antibody cocktails for at-risk patients and at-home COVID testing should be more widely available in the months ahead. In that scenario, the risks of reopening would be far smaller, especially when weighed against the devastating economic and social impact of hobbled restaurants and closed school. A return to full, unrestricted capacity in public spaces does not be realistic, but investors and the general public have reason to hope that markedly better days could well arrive by the spring. Isn't that reassuring? New hope in the spring season? Entirely possible. And what else is possible? A shift in American politics to a dangerous shift? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983. Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and culture are in turmoil. Our Judeo-Christian founding is being attacked. We're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with a stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with slave owners. One organization that resists this dubious narrative and proudly holds true to this nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? See our friend Paul Kangor's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. And don't miss the video of Professor Kangor's interview with Selena Zito, the woman who predicted the 2016 election. See what she has to say about 2020. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, www.faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a big new Gallup survey, which we will cover tomorrow, that suggests that there is one profession in particular where there has been a rise in the ethics rating. Which profession? We'll get to that. We'll also take a look at a new survey that says that increasing numbers of Americans view the institution of marriage as irrelevant. Wouldn't you think that with the COVID-19 pandemic and people finding it so difficult to be out and about, that we would feel even more strongly about maintaining our connections in a marital relationship? We will get to that as well tomorrow. Okay, there is this, and I have a column coming out about this in USA Today. But on Christmas Day, I was a recipient of a mass email. And it's an email, and you can tell because it has all the other addresses on it. It went out to lots and lots of people. And it's from someone I don't want to name for reasons that will become obvious. But it's an individual who is a retired military officer. With an impeccable record, and a physician. And the headline, in the subject line for the email is, "Armed insurrection may be necessary to stop the stealing of the 2020 election, a coup d'etat by radical socialist Democrats." And the correspondent writes, "There is something we can do about the stealing of our election by our domestic enemies, the corrupt anti-American radical socialist Democrats who control senile Joe Biden. The ultimate step provided by our Constitution to stop the seizure of our government by a coup d'etat via voter fraud is armed insurrection." Now, that's just wrong, by the way. There is a mention of armed insurrection in the Constitution, but not as a means of counteracting anything. What it says in the Constitution is in Article 1, Section 8. What it says is that one of the powers of Congress is to suppress armed insurrection. Congress has a power to shut it down. But the correspondent writes, "Patriotic Americans like me who own guns are ready to do battle to defend our Constitution. Stealing a presidential election is contrary to our Constitution. According to the law, as a commissioned officer, I am still on active duty in an inactive status. The common term is retired, but for commissioned officers, that term does not mean the same as it does for civilians. I possess what is called hip pocket orders to return to active duty when called upon by the president to defend our Constitution. I may be killed during the insurrection to defend our Constitution, but as Patrick Henry said in a speech made to the Second Virginia Convention on March 23, 1775, at St. John's Church in Richmond, Virginia, give me liberty or give me death. The question that I would have for people who are thinking along these lines, and there was another column that appeared by someone who has a radio talk show that also talked about having somehow to take this means beyond the normal constitutional legal processes. How is that supposed to work? The Republicans control the U.S. Senate, and God willing, we will continue to control the U.S. Senate after January 5th. That's when the election is, believe it or not, coming right up in Georgia. The Republicans control the presidency. Republicans control the Justice Department. In most of the disputed states, the Republicans control both houses of the state legislatures. If you can't overturn the election with that, how is it supposed to work with an armed insurrection? You're going to get hundreds of thousands of people rushing to Washington to seize the White House? Or to arrest Joe Biden? Or what? It's madness. And the idea that an armed insurrection is going to work when I do believe that the overwhelming majority of military officers and enlisted men will be very loyal to the Constitution, which puts hands in people who win legitimate elections. President Trump wants in the next 3 weeks intense investigation of charges of fraud. By all means, anyone who has specific charges, and again, the Trump campaign has brought more than 50 cases before federal courts, many of them before Trump appointed, most of them before Republican appointed members of the judiciary. And to reject the constitutional system, which is what this call for armed insurrection means, to reject a constitutional system that has served us well and protected us and nourished and sustained the United States of America for more than 230 years is folly. And it's profoundly irresponsible. And I am shocked to see people who are clearly patriots, who have devoted their lives to serving the country, talking in these terms now. And yes, you can be disappointed in an election, but then make sure that this next election, the one coming up in Georgia on January 5th, the one coming up next week, make sure that election goes well. Make sure that in 2022, that the Republican Party moves forward to have a stronger majority in the Senate, and to win again a majority of the House of Representatives, and to allow Nancy Pelosi the retirement she has so richly earned. Meanwhile, somebody who hasn't retired, who's been making movies for a very long time, and has made one of his best ever, really, I mean that, is Tom Hanks. He has a new film that is a genuine Oscar contender, and certainly a contender for my Best of the Year list, which I'll talk about tomorrow. Listen.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
12-year-old German actress Helena Zengel plays a child whose parents have been murdered by Indians and then taken to live with the Kiowa people, until a Civil War veteran played by Tom Hanks tries to return her to surviving family in News of the World, now playing in select theaters and coming soon to Netflix.
She's got family down in Castroville. Why are you doing this? She needs to laugh and dream. She needs new memories.
And this film will create its own indelible memories. The relationship of these two loners on the dangerous and sparsely populated Texas frontier is beautifully rendered, and the mystery of the title comes from the Hanks character's means of post-war livelihood, traveling from place to place to give isolated settlers dramatic readings from newspapers. It's rated PG-13, though some of the violence seems closer to R. 3.5 stars for the outstanding News of the World.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
And News of the World, though it's not for small children, for anybody certainly over the age of 12 or 13, it's a moving, thought-provoking, historically responsible film. I'm sure that it's going to be getting some questions from the left because it doesn't portray Native Americans as nonviolent, peaceful, harmonious, and it doesn't portray anyone truly in a totally despicable or a totally saintly life. Though it's tough not to be sympathetic for the Tom Hanks character. I'm particularly sympathetic because this is 1870. The movie's supposed to be taking place, and he's traveling around on the Texas frontier with big piles of newspaper, like I carry around with me all the time, and entertaining people and enlightening them who pay a dime to hear him talk as he reads sections from newspapers from all around the world. Sort of like an 1870 version of hosting a talk show. And on this talk show, tomorrow, lots about, well, Harvard calling women birthing people rather than women. Why is the term women unacceptable? Wait till you hear. And then the question from Gallup, is marriage now irrelevant? Plus, best and worst films of 2020 in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.